Hey everyone, it's Carmita, and welcome to Missing in the PNW. Oh my god, guys, it has been a week. On top of all the homework I had to get done last week, again, I want to apologize because I know this episode's coming out way late, but some of you know the amount of work I was doing, the emotional toll last week took on me. So I just want to thank you guys for all of your patience. Happy Hispanic Heritage Month. Hispanic Heritage Month did start on Thursday, September 15th, and goes all the way through October 15th. So if you have any shows, music, local restaurants, local shops that are Hispanic run, I would encourage you to support the Hispanic community this month and just try to get the word out there. I know there's been a lot. Oh God, I just saw a little girl in my hometown of Portland was asleep in her car and someone stole the car, and so she's missing now. So it's senseless things like that, guys, that should never, ever, ever happen. And that's why I am doing what I do. You guys know this. The other thing I wanted to say is, again, thank you to not only my U.S. listeners, but my international listeners. We are actually over 4,000 downloads now, and we're pretty close to hitting 4,500. So thank you so much for all your love, support. I want to shout out my tia Alice for just commenting on my post, giving me words of encouragement. I love you so much, tia. Thank you. And today I'm actually going to give you two cases that I found, which they're both kind of weird. Like, I'm not gonna lie, that's why I made them together, is because they're both kind of weird. They both went missing under very weird circumstances, and in two different parts of Oregon, one in Central Oregon and one on the Oregon coast. So let's go ahead and get into that. So we're going to start with a man named Antonio Rafael Madrigal. So he's been missing since July of 2015 from the Madras, Oregon area. And then you guys know my map is everything from Portland. So from Portland to Madras is about 2.5 hours southeast. And Madras is roughly located in the Central Oregon region. So it was said that he is a day laborer and a farm worker in Central Oregon. This was very interesting to me. So apparently the Oregon office of the FBI and there is a tribal, because Warm Springs is a tribe in Oregon. And so there's a tribal like task force. It's called the Warm Springs Safe Trails Task Force. Apparently them and the Oregon office of the FBI are working together to locate him. That right there just kind of is a little weird. Anytime you get the FBI involved, it's shady. But I'll get more into that in a minute. Apparently, this task force is not the only one. There's actually about 14 around the country that helps the FBI in what they quoted as, quote, a collaborative effort to combat the growth of crime in Indian country, end quote. Now, let me tell you why this is weird. And you guys have heard this before on other episodes that I've done. When it comes to tribal lands or tribal police are really private and they want to do everything by themselves. And honestly, the outside sources, the state police, the FBI, all of that, they don't have much jurisdiction on tribal land. So I don't think he went missing on tribal land. I'm almost sure of that because the FBI is in it. But it's just weird because you guys hear me fighting too. Like they argue back and forth, like who's going to do this? I remember on one case, the woman was from Warm Springs and she went missing in Portland. And so Portland didn't want to do it. They said it was Warm Springs. Warm Springs said that they should have helped because she went missing in Portland. So it's a lot of back and forth. And that's why I thought this was like really weird that both of those offices would be quote unquote working together. So here's another thing. In the article that I found, which was on KTVZ.com, they said that he wanted, like, the FBI wanted to talk to him or something because of a warrant that was issued after he didn't supposedly complete a 5-day jail sentence. Oh my God, guys. For one, this is so stupid. Like, you know, I hate this because they bring this up and then it's like, oh, he's just a criminal. We don't care. Like, dude, that's not even the case. Literally, guys, literally, he got arrested for stealing a woman's keys, her keys. Like, I don't know if it was her car keys, her house keys, like just her keys, which is so bizarre to me. And I literally do not get it, but apparently he stole the woman's keys and he was supposed to do a 5-day jail sentence and he didn't. So again, weird. Also on that website, the KTVZ website, there was a link to this supposed like FBI officer, whatever. He's not on that. I mean, if you guys can find it, cool, let me know. But he is not anywhere on that website. He was not under the missing persons. He was not under the wanted people. I don't know where the hell he is and if he's supposed to be on my website or not. But I thought that was really weird that he wasn't on that website. The other thing, which honestly, I think they're just trying to cover their butts, but they made it known that he was born in Madras and he was a U.S. citizen. Why that's relevant, I have no idea, but they made sure that was known. Maybe because, you know, people will think that if he's an immigrant, that they're going after him for that. But again, I don't understand why the FBI and the tribe would be working together. But I mean, it kind of makes sense if the FBI, it's because of a warrant. Like, do they really care about bringing him home or they just want to catch him on that warrant? Like, I don't know. Fishy. Anyways, so all of his family lives in the Central Oregon area, but there was an unknown family member that said that nobody from the family has heard from Antonio. And they did mention, though, that he, quote, hung out with unsavory sorts, and this is possibly what led to him going missing, end quote. So again, a lot of weird circumstances, FBI looking for him, the task force looking for him, a lot of weird stuff. And I mean, yeah, if you hang out with bad people, bad stuff can happen, unfortunately. But he is still considered a missing person. He's actually described as a Hispanic man, being 6'5" tall and weighing between 210 and 240, with black hair and brown eyes. He does have 3 very distinct tattoos on him. One is a feather with the name Gabriel that he has on his left arm. On his left shoulder, he has a bear. And on his neck, he has a wolf. I'm going to try to find pictures for these so I can put them up on the website. But again, I think that is just like, they're so distinct. And the pictures that I saw, they look pretty big too. Like, they're not small tattoos. They're pretty big. So it would definitely be noticeable. Plus, he's a big guy. He's 6'5". Like, he's tall. So there is a $5,000 reward for any information leading to the location of Antonio. I was gonna say the only number that I found was for the FBI office, but guys, there wasn't even a number to call. So like, how the hell are people gonna know who they need to get a hold of if they see this guy? There was literally no number on that article. So what I did is I literally just, because they're supposed to be, you know, working it together, I googled what the Oregon FBI office number is, and that's what I guess I'm going on. So the Oregon FBI office is 503-224-4181, And I mean, I would also, I don't, like I said, I don't know if I trust the FBI. So I would actually reach out to Warm Springs Police. And I'll try to find that number and I'll actually try to link that in the show notes. So yeah, really weird case there. We're going to move on to our next case. This one is on a woman named Maria del Carmen Quintana. Now, Maria has been missing since November 30th, 2018 from Tillamook County in Oregon. And they said it was on a particular part of the coast. So it was the Nehalem Highway 53 area, which is in the northern part of Tillamook County. So they actually, that's kind of really specific. If you guys know where that is, you guys can look that up. She was 59 at the time of her disappearance. There was a sheriff that, I think it was a Tillamook County sheriff that's investigating this. And one of the sheriffs said, his name was Andy Long. He said that Maria had minor mental health issues, which may have played a role in her disappearance. Her daughter Jennifer also said that she had some alcohol and mental health issues, but she like went into and reiterated the fact that her mom just wouldn't simply disappear. And again, guys, you know, I always say nobody disappears just out of thin air. They don't just vanish. Something happens. What that is, sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we find out, but something happens. And then again, alcohol, mental health, like people don't realize how important your mental health is. And that's another taboo topic that needs to be talked about so much more. But again, even if she had some alcohol and mental health problems, she's still a person. She still has a daughter. She still has family. You know, her story still matters. Her case matters. And she, you know, deserves to be brought home, or her family deserves some type of justice or to know what happened to her. No matter what, you know, both of these cases, no matter what, no matter if they were criminal, no matter if they had mental health issues, it doesn't matter. There's still people that deserve to, you know, not be forgotten. One of the other things in this is because she was on the coast, she didn't have a car. So wherever she went, or I don't know, ended up, the sheriff's office is assuming that she either walked or she got a ride from someone. So, I mean, that makes sense, because if she didn't have a car, then how would she get anywhere? Maria is described as a Hispanic woman being 5'9" tall, weighing 160 pounds with black hair and brown eyes. And please call the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office at either 503-815-3330 or 503-815-1911. So next week, I'm going to have another episode for you guys, but I also am going to have a little mini bonus episode on Thursday, September 22nd. And if you've been with me since the beginning, you may remember what that date is. But I will talk to you guys then, okay? Thank you so much again for all the love and support, for your patience, for sharing, for liking, all the comments, well wishes, everything. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. I will talk to you next week. Remember, have fun, but be safe.